Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grinch, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show,
welcome to the show. Football Friday on the show. Very exciting. A lot of stuff to get to on a Football Friday. Not all of it is football, by the way. But I'll start there. Does anyone think the Dolphins are going to head into Atlanta and beat the Falcons? And one of you is going to have to turn your mic on, either you or Jimmy. I can see that it's off just because the light is off.
This red one.
Yeah, that's the one.
My man.
Do either of you think that the Dolphins go into Atlanta and upset the Falcons?
No chance because a young man by the name of Bijan Robinson.
That's the one, right? Yeah. I did John Michael's show in Atlanta today, and they said, you know, of what's the one problem with the Dolphins that they could fix? I go, well, first of all, there's not one. I go, but do you want the one for this game coming up against your team? It's Bijan Robinson. Yeah. Yeah. They can't stop a running back. So how are they going to stop Bijan Robinson?
20-plus carries, 7 receptions. Like, we were joking about 400 yards. 200 yards, all purpose is not an outreach.
Talk me out of betting 90 yards plus rushing yards for Bijan Robinson. Talk me out of it because I can't figure out why I shouldn't play that.
They get up too fast and they put Algiers in.
That's the only, yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah.
He has no shoulder pads on at halftime.
Right, why beat him up? Because this game's out of hand.
If he plays 4 quarters, 90 yards is laughable.
Yesterday, I had a Rondé Gadsden anytime touchdown.
Whew.
That cashed quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I had Chargers -3. That thing was a laugher. Minnesota stunk last night. That was great to be on that side of the bet. Usually I'm on the other side of that bet trying to figure out how some team's going to score 24 quick points. But Aronde Gadsden the second is that dude.
Yep.
In his last three games ago, 7 receptions, 68 yards. 2 games ago, 7 receptions, 164 yards, and a touchdown. And yesterday, 5 receptions, 77 yards, and a touchdown.
Pro Bowl numbers.
Pro Bowl numbers. I have the future Zion Williamson MVP for the NBA. By the way, tonight, Wemby versus Zion.
I'm going to tell you who wins.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to be on the wrong side.
Wemby.
There's one guy who can shut Wemby down. There's one guy in the NBA who can shut Wemby down.
Kalo,
you're
going to
see it tonight.
Man, come on, Hawk.
Kalel Ware is like, the scientist is trying to create Wemby, and it takes a while till you get the finished product. Kalel Ware is one of the versions that he put off to the side. He said, yeah, I'm getting there. I'm just not there yet.
Have you seen Mickey 17?
No, my son loves that.
Like that.
Yeah.
They're fabricating humans, but they haven't got Mickey right yet. It's pretty funny.
And the NBA has delivered at the start of the season. There's been games. OKC went to double OT again last night. I don't normally get into the NBA this early, but there's been great basketball, great games. Looking forward to tonight. We're going to talk basketball during the show today. Mike Wallace is going to join us. Panthers lost last night. We'll talk about that. Brad Marchand had a game, though. Inter-Miami tonight. Is that why you're wearing the is that an Inter-Miami kit that you're wearing there, Solana?
Not a kit, just one of the T-shirts that they released.
Gotcha. Everybody's got their Inter-Miami fever working. World Series tonight as well. This is a busy time of year. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 8 matchup between the Dolphins and the Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. On the show, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. We'll talk football. Chris Whittingham from Apple TV. He's going to talk Inter-Miami with us. And Mike Wallace from Grind City Media will talk NBA. You've got Heat and Grizzlies tonight. So let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Yeah, you mentioned the schedule. We have a busy weekend, too, because it's World Series Game 1 tonight. But tomorrow, the Canes host Stanford. Saturday, Panthers try to rebound after a tough loss last night against the Penguins. Sunday, the Dolphins play. Sunday evening, Heat home opener hosting the New York Knickerbockers as well. So that's on top of everything happening
tonight.
There's
a lot going on. So the Inter-Miami series, too, so that starts tonight. When's game two? Like, do these happen in rapid succession, or is it long breaks?
I think it's next week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'll double check for you, but I believe game two is Saturday, November 1st. It is. Game two will be in Nashville next Saturday. It's very weird. I want to ask Woody about it because it's best of three, and there's no goal average. Like, you're winning games. If they tie, they go to penalties in this game.
Right.
You have to win two games.
This isn't cutesy European style.
Well, this is way more cutesy. The European system is much better, in my opinion. You play at home, you play in away, and the winner at the end with the most goals ends up moving on.
Nah, I don't like that. That's cutesy. Yeah. Win a game, and then I know at the end you won the game. I hate the soccer thing. Remember, I went to that Inter-Miami game where it was like, hey, if they keep within three goals, they win. But they don't win the game. Like, I'm walking out of the stadium, and I don't know the result of the game yet.
Aggregate.
Yeah, I don't
like
it.
That's what it's called. That's
silly. I don't
like
it.
Yeah, or goal average.
Average.
European.
Yeah.
Game starts, game ends, there's a winner.
Boom. I got one win, I got one loss. I mean, I'm like, all of a sudden I'm doing math, I'm breaking out a Scantron. I got an SAT and an ACT quiz going on here. I'm watching a soccer game. I'm only here for the brownies.
Come on. He's a protractor.
So it's best of three in the first round, and then every other round, think of it like the NBA. 8 teams make it on each side. Best of three in the first round, and then it's one game in the second round, one game in the third, and then if you make it to the final, it's one game as well. So I don't.
Well, that's weird.
Very weird. I don't understand why they just do best of three in the first round, and then the rest of the playoffs is different.
That's dumb. Because you would want to see the two best teams play more
play
times.
Play the three games, yeah.
Yeah, that's silly.
Are you sure you have it right?
I'm never sure about anything I say. But I did look it up because Tobin and Leroy were asking me yesterday. And I said, I don't know what the system is because they've done different things in the MLS over the past couple years.
And is it because, like, basketball plays the series because it's not as physical of a game? Like, you can play a football, American football game, a series, it's too physical.
Right.
Is that why soccer does the short series? Is it too physical?
I just don't think best of seven means anything in soccer.
I mean, Europe would laugh that out of the whole notion of that is bizarre to them.
But your team loses, now they have a chance to win, and then if they both win, now you have a tiebreaker.
But I don't get best of three for the first round, and then winner takes all each subsequent round. That seems weird to me.
Makes no sense.
I like it, though. I like when people zig when others zag.
So, regarding the Dolphins, Michael Penix looks like he's going to play. He told reporters he's dealing with that bone bruise in his knee, but looks like he's going to play. And then the other quarterback we have to pay attention to, even though the Dolphins don't play them on Sunday, they play them in less than a week, it's Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, because he's been banged up. He's been out for quite some time, but he's questionable going into the weekend with Baltimore coming off a bye week. Kind of have to keep an eye on that, too, to see, A, does he play? B, does he finish the game? C, will he be healthy enough to turn it around and play on short rest on Thursday?
If I'm a Ravens fan, I would love for him to come back versus Miami because it's a bad defense, and now you get the fan base back, you get a big win, you whoop the hell out of them.
Or if you're a Ravens fan and they lose this Sunday, what's the point of playing him on a short week when he's dinged up a little bit and the season's lost anyway?
They're 1-5.
Ooh.
Steelers are 4-2. Bengals are 3-4. They win this weekend, all of a sudden they're 500.
Crazy. Like if they can hang on till Joe Burrow gets back.
Flacco. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, Harbaugh can't afford to lose any more games. I know it sounds ridiculous, but fans in Baltimore,
I mean, if you have Lamar Jackson, you have to figure out a way to win. You have a small window when you have a quarterback that good, and he hasn't been able to do it.
There's no warmth underneath John Harbaugh's seat.
Oh, yes, there is.
Really?
I've read articles. There absolutely
is.
He's
a Super Bowl. He's been there for a decade.
He has not won with Lamar Jackson. You have the MVP.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to. It's the Buffalo thing. I mean, the same thing, right, is going to happen with McDermott.
I've been asking people all offseason, how the hell could this guy not feel like his job is under at least the tiny bit of pressure, considering you have, the next great quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes? And if you can't get over that hurdle one time, at some point,
because Lamar Jackson's doing his thing, Josh Allen's doing his thing, so why aren't we hoisting a trophy?
McDaniel's gone this offseason. They fire Harbaugh. I'll take Harbaugh in a second.
Oh, I mean,
I will go pick him up. He doesn't need to get
the Harbaugh that Stephen Ross wanted, but whatever.
Exactly, a better Harbaugh.
NFL coaching wise, I mean, he's got a longer. Yeah, he's got to be the longest tenured coach aside of Tomlin.
Yeah, he's right there. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
no. Jim's,
Who's calling?
Asia.
Oh, that's so nice.
He knows what time I work.
I know.
Hey, you know what time I work.
I mean, less than negative 1% chance that you answered the phone and said that. Oh, but Lord. I always marvel. My son will call and text. Will call. Text, I don't mind. Will call at any time. He doesn't call me if it's not between 2 and 6. It's like he waits. And Lori, too. I don't understand.
I didn't want to see how much you love him. Will he pick up at work?
Yeah.
The weird thing is for you, especially your son or your wife, they call you during work hours. I think the first thing that would pop into your mind is like, oh, something's wrong. They're calling me during work hours.
No, they're really out of it. They're both living in their own world. As long as daddy keeps bringing home a check, everything's good.
And Hawk, DJ's 21?
21.
He's a grown man.
He's a grown man.
Yeah. If one of my kids called me, I might be like, hey, y'all, hold on 2 seconds. Because they're in school. Like, why are you calling me?
Right.
But I love my wife to death. When you're a grown person, I kind of expect you to handle things as a grown person.
Well, here's how I handled them. It's funny that you say that. I got a text from my son driving into Miami today. Hey, I just got this from the apartment complex he lives in. And then he copy and paste it and it says, courtesy reminder, your concession addendum must be signed by 2 p.m. today. If not signed, the concession will be removed and the amount back charged to your account. Please reach out with any questions. So you have to sign something to not be charged something, I don't know, by 2 o'clock today. So he texts me. He goes, I got this from the apartment. So my thought first is, well, how many emails and warnings have you gotten leading up to a text an hour before the deadline saying this is the deadline? But again, like you say, I've got to figure it out. I'm an adult. So I text him back, call mom.
He's an adult now.
Correct.
Deal with it, son.
Right. Well, mom dealt with it and we're all good. She called me to tell me. I was right. She's like, oh, David just called me. You know what's going on at the apartment? Blah, blah, blah. I go, oh, yeah, I heard something about it. I told him to call you.
Great husband.
I'm just reading from Barry Jackson's Twitter account because he kind of did the TLDR on McDaniel's press conference from earlier today. Waddle, hamstring, expected to play. So good news for Jalen Waddle. Julian Hill, unlikely to play. So it's going to be Tanner Connor, and Dulcich?
Dulce de leche.
Dulce de leche is going to play. Oh, that reminds me. I brought you a treat from Uruguay. My dad wanted to
really?
Give you we call it a jojo.
Oh.
And it's just chocolate on top, like a cookie on the bottom, dulce de leche in the middle.
Did he just come back from Uruguay?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Oh, I'm very excited about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in my lunchbox. I'll give it to you now.
You have a lunchbox?
Bassett ain't bringing me no damn cookie.
No.
You have a lunchbox? Damn, man, what kind of lunchbox?
You want me to show you?
Yeah.
All right, it's right there.
It's a zip-up. I saw that lame-ass lunchbox.
When I think lunchbox, I think metal lunchbox.
It's a grown man little lunchbox.
Is it?
It's not going to be impressive.
Like, but is it like a laborer's lunchbox? Because that's when I hear someone say a lunchbox, I picture them eating on a girder.
Look at this. It's not much.
Yeah. What is that? That's
It's the thing that people keep their insulin in to keep it cool.
Yeah, why are you carrying that around?
You got diabetes?
My lunchbox. You want to see what's in it?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
All right. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got,
this is terrible.
I got some Himalayan pink salt popcorn, only 50 calories.
Yeah, that stuff is such a clown show. I see that everywhere. And this is as cheap a popcorn as you can get. But if you write Himalayan salt on it, which I cannot imagine tastes any different than salt out of Lake Okeechobee, if that's a saltwater lake, I don't know.
It's not salt.
Yeah, I mean, there's no chance that salt from the Himalayas, and there's no chance that salt's from the Himalayas, by the way.
Well, we only use Himalayan pink salt now at the Solana residence.
All right.
I've got some
toast. Do you know where the Himalayas are?
Himalayas?
Yes.
Of course. South America.
Do you know what the Himalayas are?
A range of mountains.
Oh, that's good.
I get that.
Or a mountain range.
Or a mountain range.
Range of mountains.
Technically correct. I've got Toasty peanut butter crackers, BOGO at Publix, if anybody's interested.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those are healthy.
Yeah, 180 calories.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I made myself a burrito at home. So that's
4,000 calories.
You're literally at 1,500 calories because everything you have is tiny calories, but you have a million different items.
Creatine tablets because I got to get my creatine in me.
That's the cheapest tablet. Those tablets that come in those clear little casings are the bottom of the in any tablet, bottom of the barrel.
Why are you creatine loading?
And why do you have them in a plastic bag?
What else am I supposed to do with
it? Put them in your pocket like a man. Oh, you're walking around with a bag of creatine pills.
Bottle in here, shaker. I've got 2 scoops of whey protein.
All right, I regret my decision to ask what was in your lunchbox.
How do you take this regularly?
Here's the Jojo.
It's right open?
No, it's packed in like a...
Oh, I'm about to look say, goodness,
this Jojo. Look at this. My Uruguayan Jojo.
Where's my Jojo?
Look at this.
I'll bring you one.
I don't want one now that you brought Hawk one and not me.
Thank you, Eduardo.
You take creatine every day?
The truth is, I do. The truth is.
Oh, my God. It's good.
It's good, right? The truth is, they gave me 2. I forgot to give them to you yesterday. And while I was here yesterday until late into the night, I ate 1. But they were supposed to be for Hawk and Lori.
This is, I'll save it for her because I'm just going to take one more bite.
Yeah.
This is unbelievably good. I love dulce de leche. These are like. Almost like black and white cookie cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And it's got the dulce de leche in the middle and the chocolate on top. Can I get a Jojo anywhere in the States or I have to go to Uruguay?
I'm sure you can find them here. It's like an alfajor. So I'm sure you can find them somewhere here. But those are made like some special bakery that my dad loves in Uruguay. He always brings back a box.
Viva Uruguay! Yeah. I'm not even lying.
Where do I find this alfajor?
To end your actually important.
Hey, put me down for a beta. I want a beta whore. That's really good.
It's good, right?
That's like really good.
It's legit great.
You know, because everybody comes back from a country or a city and they go, oh, this is the whatever. And you're like, it's like it's a Twix, but you call it a Twoosh. Yeah. You know, it's like. This is really good because the only dulce de leche that I get experience with, it's like a little tiny, you know, like a dulce de leche, I don't know, ice cream. And it's got like a little tiny swirl somewhere, whatever. This is like a whole layer, man. That is good.
That does look good.
I'll bring you one, Crowd. I got you.
Just let me have some creatine. You take so many supplements.
Mm. Yeah.
You look like a vice principal.
I look better than you.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I look better than you.
Solana,
I'm in the best shape in this building.
Of what shape?
Like what kind of shape?
Like hexagon? What?
Darren Waller's injury, not season ending.
Are you including bad shape? As I stuff my face with a JoJo.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, like bringing stuff. I know we don't have a lot of time. Maybe we can revisit it. But I saw a TikTok reel somebody brings a shot glass from another country, and the person who's receiving it, he's like, why are you bringing me this? What am I supposed to do with this? It's like, are you trying to flex now? Every time I look at this shot glass,
right,
which I'm not even supposed to take a shot out of, it's more for decoration.
Right.
I have to think about you,
right,
in that country.
No, this happens to be a very good gift from a foreign country, because I've never, honestly, who doesn't like a pastry, but it's still fresh, first of all, and it tastes delicious.
I just got a text message. I still have some. I'll save one for Crowder.
Eduardo, my man.
Nah, Eduardo, he doesn't even like you.
Oh, dude,
send another
Eduardo
one for Lori.
I want a JoJo. Don't listen to him.
Every time I see my dad, he's just peppering me about DMs he sends Hawk. So I can't escape Hawk ever, because I go to my parents' house to say hello, and he just wants to talk to me about Hawk. It's wildly annoying.
Well, it all paid dividends, because I got a JoJo.
Yeah.
You got no.
Come on, Eduardo. Watch out for it, brother.
And if you want to know about Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers,
who?
We don't know. No decision on number two yet this week.
Right. On Friday?
Mm-hmm. No decision yet. At least not trying to tip the competitive advantage to the Falcons.
Yeah. Raheem Morris got to go deep in his playbook if one of them start over the other. This is crazy.
Your weather in South Florida.
Somebody text in, Himalayas are not in South America. Yeah, we know.
Thanks. Thanks.
I don't know where they are, though. Where are they? You know? Is it more like in the Tibet area,
Asian,
or is that
region
all eaten up by Mount Everest? I don't.
It's the Asian region.
Right. Eurasia. One continent, right? Eurasia.
It was
Himalayas are a mountain range in Asia.
It was the Eddie Murphy movie, Golden Child, when they went overseas, I think they were.
Well, that was Tibet.
But that was in the range.
But Tibet is Mount Everest.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you smart.
Yes. Oh, wait, I take that back. It says, the Himalayas are a vast mountain range in Asia separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan plateau.
So
you can probably see it from Tibet.
Thank you.
Who said you don't learn anything on this show?
I mean,
your weather. It's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Look up your own weather.
Yeah, it's raining JoJo's.
It's
partly
nice
cloudy.
Outside.
Partly cloudy.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel, columnist for the Sun Sentinel, covers the Miami Dolphins. You can read his work on the Sun Sentinel app or in the Sun Sentinel. You can hear him Sunday mornings on this radio station on Game Day Uncensored with Solana and Brendan Tobin and a cast of thousands. Chris Perkins is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. So, Park, I know it's Friday. We've had a lot of time to marinate over last Sunday, the Browns game. But after that game on Sunday, did you think if you were joining us on Friday the 24th, Mike McDaniel was still going to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins?
No, I didn't. I mean, 31-6, and it was just a butt kicking. You know, it's been funny that Steve Ross has been so patient with Mike McDaniel, but I think that they're at a point where they need to hear a different voice, the players, I mean. And I'll say this, though. This team has a great mental outlook. Their mindset, their mentality is outstanding. They're able to shake off losses, and they care. They give a damn. I know what people are thinking. Well, it's because they don't care. They actually care, and I've always said this about this team. They have a good fighting spirit. They're not going to quit. They're not going to give up. Their big problem is they're just not very good. But their mindset and their mentality is very good. Having said that, though, I do think it's time for McDaniel to go and Tua also. I think it's time to start looking at backup quarterbacks and see what you have there.
Listen to this theory for me, because I thought about this. Last time, Stephen Ross.
All right.
I'm okay.
He gets all choked up. He gets all choked up talking about the Dolphins. That's his team, Perk.
My McDaniel. Last time Stephen Ross fired somebody was Brian Flores. He lost a first-round draft pick. He got fined $1 million. He got suspended 6 games. Bruce Beal lost $500,000, got suspended for the entire season. He's just gun-shy on firing people now, because the last time when he was flirting with Sean Payton and Tom Brady, like, everything went wrong. He's going to just let it play out, do the normal offseason firing. That's my theory.
No, what I've heard, Shannon, is this. It's two things. Number one, Steve Ross really likes the peace and harmony and unity of this building under Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. He doesn't have Don Aponte and Mike Tannenbaum and Dennis Hickey and Jeff Ireland all chirping in his ear. It's one voice. That voice comes from Chris Greer. Everybody in that building is unified. And the other thing is, he doesn't want to keep cycling through head coaches every 3 and 4 years. He thought that he had a guy here that was going to last for 5, 6, 7 years, whatever. He's giving it every single chance that he can to work. But again, to me, I think it's time to make the change, both from the standpoint of you're glad you have this unity. It's gotten you a 500 coach, because McDaniel is 29-29. And then also, it's nice that you want continuity, but you only get continuity through success. You don't get continuity through somebody who is inadequate. And I think that's what he's hoping for, Steve Ross in this case, is continuity through someone who's inadequate. It's not going to happen.
He wanted peace and unity. He should have bought the Montessori and not the Miami Dolphins. What?
or at least a bottle of Jack Daniels or something, right?
But there is something to be said for having an organization and everyone's happy. It was obviously very adversarial when Brian Flores was there, and and he didn't want that. But at some point, like, okay, does peace and unity triumph over success? And that's a weird choice to make, no?
Yeah, it is. It's just not working. And again, I like Mike. I respect Mike McDaniel, I'm talking about, but he's 500. He's 29-29 in the regular season, 29-31 when you include the two playoff losses. And when you base that upon talent and expectations, right, when you have Teron Armstead and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey and Calais Campbell and Javon Holland and all these guys, Christian Wilkins and Rob Hunt, you can't be 500. You can't enter this season 4-16 against playoff teams. You can't be 1-7 against Buffalo and on a 7-game losing streak. Those things just don't add up. You've put too much time and resource and money into this product to be a 500 team right now. It's time to make a change.
Perk, can you sell me, or do you believe there's a way for you to try to sell all of us on Tua righting the ship here? And I'm not saying that he's going to right the ship in terms of put the Dolphins in playoff positioning. That's obviously far gone already. But I'm talking about this Sunday in Atlanta. It's in a dome, right? It's in the best case scenario for Tua to go out there and play. But I'm kind of the opinion, like, mentally, he's not in it anymore, but I just think mentally, like, this season has been so taxing on him, and physically he's so limited, he's just not the same guy currently that we saw have a career year in 2023.
No, I'm with you, Solana. And look, anything can happen on any given Sunday, but I'm with you. I think it's a combination of a lot of things of, at the end of last season, Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel going public with, Tua has got to do better at staying healthy. He's got to make better decisions. He can't run. He's got to get down and slide. He can't hold on to the ball. He's got to throw it out of bounds. Then he had some unfortunate slips of the tongue at the podium this year about going home with the kids and watching video games and players not showing up to player-led meetings. You lose Tyreek Hill. You lose James Daniels. You lose Austin Jackson. You get pounded in Indianapolis. You're coming off back-to-back three interception games. You had the late game interceptions against New England and against Buffalo. I'm with you, Solana. I think Tua is beaten down to a point that it's not irreparable. It's not irreversible, but he's really down right now. And Tyreek Hill ain't walking through that door. That's another thing that works against Tua. So I do think that while it's strange that Tua is good physically, because that's not usually the case, I do think mentally he needs kind of a break. Again, they could win on Sunday, but you don't have Waller, you don't have Tyreek, you don't have Austin Jackson, you don't have James Daniels, and you're coming off back-to-back three-interception games, Solana. It's tough. I can't sell you on he can do it. I can just say anything can happen on any given Sunday, but I picked Falcons 28-17.
I started the show asking Crowder and Solana, do you guys see any way that the Dolphins are going to go to Atlanta and win? How are they going to stop Bijan Robinson? We've seen what running backs have done to them week after week. How will they stop him?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, because every team has rushed for over 100 yards against them. And there hasn't always been a 100-yard rushing running back, but every team has rushed for over 100. I expect the same thing is going to happen here. I would think, as illogical as this sounds, that they'd have to outscore Atlanta. And, when you're looking at Drake London and Bijan Robinson and the Dolphins' run defense and a possible huge mismatch in time of possession, it's the odds are way, way, way against the Dolphins here. But, maybe you get some turnovers. Maybe Michael Penix Jr. just plays a really bad game and the Dolphins catch fire, or maybe there's a key injury for Atlanta or anything like that. Anything can happen. But, Hawk, I'm just not seeing it right now.
Neither.
And Perk, earlier in the week, McDaniel said something about, like, everything's on the table. We know there's no roster changes because, we're watching the guys practice. He said something about run-pass ratio and maybe changing up the offense. I don't know. What could they change? Because the definition of insanity. They have to change something. They're sitting at 1-6.
Yeah, and Shannon, it's a three-legged table. That's the problem. They need to put another leg on that table. That's what they need to do. There's not a whole lot of changes they can make, right? Like, there's nobody you can replace on the offensive line because the backups are worse than the starters. Devon Achane is not going to be replaced. They did talk about Jalen Wright perhaps being the number two running back ahead of Ollie Gordon, but that's deck chairs on the Titanic. On defense, there's just – you have very few options. Maybe Storm Duck could start at one of the corners ahead of Jack Jones or Rasul Douglas. Maybe Jason Marshall Jr. can come in and play some nickel. He's been out with the hamstring, and that can free up Minka Fitzpatrick to not have to play the nickel. But aside from that, I mean, your backups just don't offer you a whole lot of options. It's not like there's a third or fourth round draft pick that's been pushing for playing time and has showed you stuff in practice. I mean, again, backup quarterback. Maybe Quinn Ewers actually does surpass Zach Wilson forever, and stays the number two. But they're just so limited in the changes that they can make to the starting lineup that I know that Mike wants to talk tough and pretend like they're – and I shouldn't say pretend. They are scrutinizing every position and every decision, but the answers pretty much come up to you've got to keep the starters in there because the starters are the guys who at this point give you the best chance to win.
We got to wrap things up, Perk, but you mentioned the Quinn Ewers, Zach Wilson stuff. That's another disaster, too. They've got some narrative working about who the better backup is, which is the dumbest thing to be talking about with this team. Like, where that seems to be just a ridiculous coaching maneuver that didn't have to be made because no one was clamoring for anything, and now it's another stupid thing we have to talk about.
It is the most ridiculous storyline of the season that you told them last week on Saturday at the team hotel. And then we asked McDaniel today and he said he still hasn't made a decision on who's going to be the backup quarterback. Oh. The explanation of Quinn Ewers gives us a better chance to beat Cleveland than Zach Wilson is just like, what? what the hell are you talking about? Like, what does that even mean?
Right?
Like, I can't believe the stage that we're at with this team. I mean, the backup quarterback is now a thing. I mean, and it's of the guy who was a direct calculated target. That was the quote they used.
Bizarre.
Zach Wilson, a direct calculated target, and then kind of an afterthought seventh-round draft pick. And the afterthought seventh-round draft pick has overtaken your direct calculated target, the $6 million man. It's just this season has just taken so many bizarre turns.
Bizarre, man. Could you imagine going to a restaurant with Mike McDaniel and him trying to figure out what he wants to order off the menu? Dude can't make a decision. I don't know. I definitely want the steak, but I'm stuck on the sides. Well, like, you got the steak. Like, who cares about the sides? Like,
next thing you know, he's eating in the bathroom.
Babbling to himself, eating in the bathroom. Chris Perkins, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Make sure you download the Sun Sentinel app, follow Perk on Twitter, and listen to him Sunday morning, Game Day Uncensored, right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Thank you, Perk.
All right, fellas, we'll talk later.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.